you're putting different weight spectra and different color spectra on the reels, especially for this big fish fishing, this gal fishing. Why don't you explain why you're doing it and how you're doing it and the difference in weights and so on?
We started doing working with the different braids this year, and Power Pro came out with a hollow ace, which has really changed spectra quite a bit. It's not only is it a very usable spectra where you can actually splice it and do loops and everything in all the line classes that they provide, everywhere from 60-pound and 40-pound all the way up to the 200. In the past, the hollow spectras that were out there were not very user-friendly. They were some of them you could actually splice with and some couldn't, but it was quite challenging. The new hollow ace actually has a coating which allows it to be, it gives it a little stiffness. So it's not going to go through the water as limply. It's not going to, you know, ball up into a big ball if you're not keeping track of your line. It's not going to absorb the salt water as much in the braid so that when it's winding back onto your reel, it has all that salt in it. Of course, it's a braid, so it's going to absorb some salt water, but because of the coating, it's absorbing less. But the main features that I see in it is that when you're the usability of it, you actually can cast it a lot easier. It casts well, it packs well on the reels when you're reeling it back on just loosely, because it is so tight and smooth and round, and it's there's many, many features. What we were talking about before was it comes in three colors. It comes in the yellow, comes in the blue, and it comes in white. And one of the things we've developed is for the long range fishing is changing those colors, using them to your to be able to use those colors to your advantage.
So you know how much line you have out.
Exactly.
Number one,
it's one of the things that I tested it on my reels on our 8-day and on our 5-day trip. And it was really, really interesting to see, you know, you're soaking a bait out there. You think you have it a long, long way out there. And by having the color change on there, the top 100 yards of a different color, you can actually see how far your bait. You think you're way, way out there when you're really
when you realize that you're not because
yards.
Because you have a mark.
Exactly.
But
you
that would
now
be good.
Have a reference point.
Any application, though, Luke, even when we're fishing – you know, albacore or yellowtail or anything like that. If you're fighting a fish with lighter line, and then you see how much line's out, you're going to know.
Exactly.
You can do that with 20 and 30.
Ed, you could take it completely the other way around, and they put the color on the back end.
We're doing that too. So the first 100 yards, the bottom 100 yards of your reel, we're doing 100 yards of one color. And since there's three colors to our use right now that we can use, we're doing the bottom color, one color, usually white, because that's what everyone's used to.
And so if you get down to the white,
you know you're
close to getting spooled.
You
and you've got 100 yards
make
left.
Make a decision, exactly.
Yeah.
100
and then,
yards, yeah.
You know, with the shorter top shots and everything else that's out there now, you're putting more spectra on your reels, which means a few things. One, you're going to actually put more wear on that top portion of your spectra. So the middle part of the reel is getting 200 or 300 yards of the second color, and then the top color, 100 yards or 50 yards, depending on what you'd like, is the third color. And that's the section of the line where you're actually going to probably wear it and eventually at some point change it out. And with the hollow braids, you can actually do that easily.
Ends up being a pretty small investment for beefing up your line by just changing the top 100 yards.
Exactly. So once you've invested in the hollow braid, you're only changing out that bat section. So say you were on a big fish, your fish would drag you across a reef or on the bottom of the boat. You could pull that off and you could splice that back together, and you wouldn't have to change that whole spool of spectra that you would normally have to do.
It's just that section.
Exactly.
Wow. That's...
But for the long range fleet, the biggest thing that we've seen or been doing is on the top shot is actually changing to a different line test in the spectra. So say you're fishing a smaller reel like an Accurate 30 or even a 12 ATD or the new Talica 20s and 25s, you could fill that reel with 100-pound braid, get a lot of it on there, like 500 yards of 100-pound using the different colors, and then splice to the 130 and even to the 200.
Now, why
and changing colors and the reason is for abrasion resistance. You know, when you're fighting a fish for especially the bigger cows,
you've got it on for 3 hours.
You've got it on for a long time, and the guys are rail rotting most of the fish. So you're fishing that, you know, hopefully you have the right rod that's a little bit longer so you can stay on the rail longer. But what's happening is that when the fish comes up closer to the boat, you have a higher chance of that line rubbing against the side of the boat.
Because the circle's getting, it's the same broadness, but as it comes up, you're closer to the hull of the boat.
Exactly.
What kind of investment are we talking about to fill a reel like that, Luke?
Depending on the size of the reel and the size of the braid, we're talking, you know, it could be up to $80 depending on how much braid you put on it and what line class.
Right.
You could get up to 600 yards of line, you know, braid on some of these reels now. But
and that's competitive pricing, Ed. I mean, that's not.
Yeah, but like you said,
and that's maxing out your braid capacity on that reel.
Once you make that investment with that initial part, you're just changing out the tops, right, John?
You know, you are. Yeah. The one question I have, you said that the new hollow has a coating on it. Does that coating stay? In and out of the guides, it's not.
From what I've seen, unlike, you know, the fishing that Corey and I have been doing at Diamond Valley, you're throwing that lure.
Hundreds of casts.
Hundreds and hundreds of times,
right.
You know, and I think probably Corey's not the normal angler.
Normal
use,
Sounds like Norm Marita. Norm had about 500 casts.
Yeah. Corey wore the color off of his.
I'm thinking the color
goes through the braid, and he's wearing the color out of it.
But here's
so
the deal.
I'm thinking that the coating probably goes before the color.
It's a combination. That's what is the coating. You don't really see it.
Oh, it's the color. Okay, so it's through and through.
Yes.
It's not just a top coat. It goes through the braid.
Impregnated.
Now, okay.
Yes.
But the stuff you were looking at, John, I mean, to go off on a little branch here, is Suffix. And that Suffix, the color may leave it, but that stuff that stays butter
soft.
Smooth.
I know. Soft.
Butter smooth.
The Suffix is excellent for casting.
It's
great. It doesn't backlash as much.
And we just talked about making hundreds of casts today.
Right.
That stuff does not fray. It doesn't get those little hairs coming off it. And
who makes Suffix? I've had that line. Is that
Suffix?
Is that its own brand?
Yeah, it's part of Normark.
Normark. Yeah, I've gotten some samples of that.
When I went to the Amazon in Brazil.
Is that what you use?
That's what Grover told me, don't even think about taking anything else. This is what you use.
Yes. They're coming out with a new one. It's 832 braid. It has one fiber of gore in it, so it absorbs less water. It's less friction on the line, so it's just another technology braid.
And that stuff is probably, I'm going to guess, 10% more in price, but you're getting three times a life out of it. So it's not really 10%
like
more.
It's
really
better than fishing mono.
This is Inside Tackle. We're at the bottom of the hour break, guys.
We're there, Ed.
I hate to break up this,
this
technical conversation because I'm sure there's guys out there, all the tackle geeks out there going, no, more.